A shutdown of the Philadelphia region's 13 commuter rail lines would be most acutely felt in communities that lack extensive bus, subway, or trolley public transit alternatives. And as such, let's assess the situation in Montgomery and Chester counties with Rob Henry. He's executive director of the Greater Valley Forge Transportation Management Association. Mr. Henry, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
My pleasure.
The last SEPTA rail strike was in 1983, and I suppose in the intervening decades, the population has only surged out in the suburbs. Do you find that most commutes are made from Philly to the suburbs on weekdays or vice versa?
It's fairly evenly split, but I think it's primarily weekdays from the suburbs into Philadelphia.
And I believe that Thorndale line is the most popular of the potentially affected 13 commuter rail lines.
It is. It's a very heavily used line.
How extensively is it used?
That line is used so often because of the major, going in and going out. You have the financial services like Vanguard Corporation. We know a lot of their employees use it. Serving Great Valley. We actually manage two shuttle systems, one that picks up in Paoli and one that picks up in Wayne on that line that takes and services different corporations in the King of Prussia and the Chesterbrook area.
Is there also a line that's more popularly used for those trying to get to King of Prussia Mall jobs?
That's primarily the Norristown line, and we actually run a service that picks up there as well and drives people over to the King of Prussia. And then a lot of the mall employees actually tend to use the Routes 124, 125, which is the bus lines, but we know they're going to have more capacity on those lines, so I think it's going to be challenging. And then the other challenge is if you have more vehicles on the Schuylkill Expressway, those buses take the Schuylkill Expressway, so that's going to delay their arrival times out to the suburbs.
And also speak to some of the road challenges, not just the Schuylkill, but 202 and other lines going north.
We pull a lot of commuters off of those roads to the different shuttle systems, and now they're going to be forced to either take the Schuylkill, Route 202, 422, Route 100, the Turnpike. So it's going to be very interesting to see the flow. And in particular, some of those roadways, you know, the Turnpike maybe could handle a little more, but the local roads are really going to feel the pinch as people try to find other ways, like Ridge Pike or 724 or other local arterials to get around.
Not to sound alarmist, but describe that pinch. Is it potentially devastating?
I think from an economic perspective, yes. Most of these local roads are already at capacity, and then when you add potentially that much more volume on those roads, it's going to be, I think employers, if it does occur, are going to have to be very flexible with their employees getting to work, because it'll impact those that are even driving now and not taking transit.
And getting back to customers who might be shopping at the King of Prussia Mall, would it affect retailers likely?
It could. A lot of the mall's employees are actually SEPTA users, and if they're not there and able to staff the stores, I think that could be a challenge. Same thing, you know, the mall's, one of the best things about the mall is its location to the highway network, but if the highway network is over capacity, that's where you could see potential suffering at the mall.
I understand your organization works with various transportation coalitions, task force, shuttle systems, and websites. What avail can you offer commuters if indeed there is a strike this weekend?
If there is a strike, we'll be posting things on our website. If there are employers that, if a commuter works for an employer and they're interested in trying to run some type of system to fill in the gap for their employees, we can certainly help them and work with local shuttle providers to provide those amenities. And we would just encourage people, employers, to allow for flex time if they can work from home, carpool, vanpool if possible. If you have a colleague you can hitch a ride with. But if we'll be available if people want to reach out on our website or call our office. We can certainly try and help people.
And we'll certainly have a link to that website at newsworks.org. Mr. Henry, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
All right, thank you.
Rob Henry is Executive Director of the Greater Valley Forge Transportation Management Association. It's a nonprofit located in King of Prussia.
There ain't no brakeman on this train. There ain't no brakeman on this train. There ain't no engineer to pull that rubber back. It's full steam up ahead. I'm down that windy track. There ain't no way to turn.